Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today, and I'm so glad to have Pastor John Welch from The Dwelling Place back with me today.
Pastor, I love the opportunity.
Well, listen, you have awesome input and got great perception of things, and I'm glad you're here to help me.
Well,
amen.
I'm honored.
Yep. We've been talking about the last couple of podcasts on things that drain your life, and what we've been focusing in on primarily are time thieves. Now, you might think that means people who are always just robbing you of your time. You don't have time to do what you need to do because the kids got involved or somebody came that you weren't expecting. But that's not what I'm talking about, because a lot of times time thieves come to you to steal from you, and then you jump in that vein, and it's not their fault, it's your fault.
Right, yeah.
And we talked about on the last podcast that you've got two extremes. You've got those who literally have no discipline of their time. They get up when they want to, go to bed when they want to, come in the office when they want to. I don't know how they live like that, but they do. And then you've got the other extreme where every minute's scheduled. But there is another way to live if you are a believer and you're a Christian leader. And I really believe that God can show you how to live in the middle of that.
Yes, He can.
And that's really what Jesus did. Jesus had a divine flow to His life. I mean, you think about it. He did more than with time than any man who ever lived.
It is amazing.
I mean, bottom line, John 21:25 says He did more in a short time, in 3 years, than any books you could write could contain.
That's amazing.
I mean, you stop and think about that, and then you look at the territory that He covered was not very much.
Right.
You know, in today's terms, it was nothing.
Right, yeah.
You know, but yet in that time, He managed to do all He had to do, and He actually had a 3-year plan.
He did.
He knew He was limited to 3 years. And so the thing that people don't realize is that it wasn't obvious to the people around Him that he was managing his time. The reason was he didn't have a day timer. That's the old school way of keeping up with stuff, or some kind of PDA or some kind of executive assistant, or, hey, I use Siri on my phone all the time now. She's my reminder.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
If I think of something I need to do, I just say, Siri, remind me such and such at such and such time. And so I can, it's done.
Yeah, she's so a lifesaver at times.
Well, Jesus didn't do that. He knew instinctively what to do. Mm. Isn't that amazing? Mm. He knew instinctively what to do, where to invest his time, where to go, where not to go,
right,
who to talk to, who not to talk to. And I think He did that strictly by the Holy Spirit.
That's right, yeah.
In other words, He allowed the Holy Spirit to manage His time. Now, I understand He had the Spirit without measure, okay? But I do believe that we can do that and put ourselves in a place where if we will listen to the Holy Spirit, He will help us manage our time and show us what's valuable at a certain time that may not even be valuable some other time.
Yes.
And you can actually start walking in that place with Jesus. He had a prayer life, unparalleled prayer life, but it wasn't on a schedule.
That's right.
I mean, you go look in the Word over in Mark chapter 1, it talks about Jesus prayed early in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, His disciples woke up, they're looking for Him. Where's Jesus? Oh, He's out praying.
Yeah.
But then other times, it'd be in the evening.
In the night, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't like it was all morning, all evening. That was His scale. I tell you, I know where Jesus is going to be in the morning. He's going to be praying.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
Because his actions were not of those that were one on a schedule, but yet He had an internal clock.
That's right.
You know, and I'm convinced that we can do that.
Yeah.
I've had glimpses of that, not the full measure of it, but I'm learning the more I live with the Holy Spirit how to allow that in my life, because I may have my day planned, and I've had this many times where, all right, this is what I'm going to do today, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, no, you need to do this.
Yeah.
You know, or I may have a phone call, and it's a pastor who's in need, and I really don't have time to talk to him. I got something else already scheduled, but the Holy Spirit will say, no, this is
take time.
This is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do what the Holy Spirit says, and then you find out that what you were going to do, it'll work, or yeah, it'll work another time.
That is so amazing when it happens.
And that's how Jesus lived his whole life.
Yeah.
And what was amazing about it was that, well, let me give you an example. Over in Luke chapter 4, hold on a minute. I was in the Amplified Bible. Let me get in the King James here, New King James. Over in Luke chapter 4, verse 42, it says, when it was day, Jesus departed and went into a deserted place, and the crowd sought him and came to him and tried to keep him from leaving. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, because for this purpose I've been sent. And he left the crowd.
Mm.
Now, how many preachers are going to walk out of a crowd and walk out and leave a crowd because they know that, hey, I got to do something else? Or the Lord wants me to do something else.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it may be to go see one person, one individual, or touch, heal one person, or minister to one person. How many people would do that?
You know, Pastor, I was just reading this morning in Luke 7, and it was the account where it's just almost exactly what you're describing there, where Jesus was walking into a village and had his disciples, and the Bible says it was a large group of people that were with him. So they're walking into this village, and it says as he neared the gate, there was another procession that was coming towards him. It was the funeral procession.
Funeral.
And I have to believe that when Jesus saw, he connected the dots when he saw that funeral
exactly
procession.
Exactly right.
That he saw a woman.
Right.
Mourning the death of her son.
Son.
He didn't see a man there.
That's right.
And he put two and two together.
Exactly right.
And went, wait a second. I believe at that point something began to stir in him.
Yeah.
And that we all know what that was.
Exactly.
It was compassion to stop, even though he was on a mission.
Exactly
he
right.
He had the group. He was going into the village. He crossed paths with this lady.
That's right.
And he knew that her future was in jeopardy, because not only did she not have a husband,
she didn't have a son. No support whatsoever.
That's right. So her future was in jeopardy.
Yep.
It was very dark. He stopped and, of course, took the
very
time.
Very good.
To minister to that lady and change the destiny of that lady.
If we're not willing to do that, John, as leaders, as ministers, we're going to miss some of the most fabulous opportunities that God presents to us.
Absolutely.
Because I can't tell you personally how many times I've had the Holy Spirit tell me, stop and minister to this person.
Mm.
Take time here.
Mm.
And I've told this story on the podcast before, but Becky and I were on our way to Dallas one time.
Mm-hmm.
Driving to Dallas, we were getting some R&R. We were going to spend a few days in Dallas. I was really looking forward to it, to be honest with you. And on the way, this guy pulls up beside us in a car.
Oh, yeah, I remember this, yeah.
And he's weeping, and he tries to get us to pull over. Well, you don't get pulled over on the interstate highway just because somebody wants you to. And so we just kept going. Well, he thought we were going to stop. Well, he pulled off. Then he realized we didn't. So he caught up with us again, pointed again. And instantly the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me, stop.
Yeah.
So we pulled off at an exit. And the story was so amazing. He said, the Lord, I was crying out to God because my life was it was just terrible. My wife and I were having trouble. I didn't know what I was going to do, and I was weeping. I said, God, I've got to have some help. And he said instantly, that man right next to you in the car can help you.
Wow.
Didn't even know me, but God spoke to him that man in that car can help you.
Hmm.
What if I'd have been so focused on getting to Dallas? I said, that guy's crazy.
Crazy,
I ain't stopping. But I would have missed that. It would have messed our schedule up.
Uh-huh.
You know, 30, 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
Uh-huh.
But it was worth every minute of it. He's still a member of my church today.
That's amazing.
You know? So
incredible.
Jesus, I like that because I can say I did something like Jesus.
Sure, yeah.
You know, because you think about this, Jesus did things just so much differently. Like he was going from Jerusalem to Galilee.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, if you look on a map, the straight line is right through the middle of Samaria.
Yep.
But none of the Jews went through Samaria. They went all the way around to go to Galilee because they didn't like the Samaritans and mm-hmm. their faith and what they believed and how they believed. You know what Jesus did? He took a shortcut.
I love it.
He walked straight through the middle. I'm convinced part of it was because of time.
Right.
And the second thing was he had an encounter with a woman
yeah.
that literally changed her life and changed the life of the whole city.
That's right.
Because he was willing to do that.
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage you today to know that you've got to understand and know that God wants to work in your life. He wants to minister through you and to you, but you've got to have that sense of the Holy Spirit in your life to the point that you can stop or you can change, you can slow down, you can speed up what you're doing. And you have those variables in your life because that's the flow of God.
Yeah.
You know, because I know this is crazy, but God started time, but he doesn't think in time.
That's good. That's a good way to say that. Yeah.
You know, he actually thinks in context of the now.
Right.
You know, and he sees the beginning and the end, so time doesn't mean anything to him. What means to him is, how can I connect these dots right now?
That's right, yeah. His purpose
yeah.
in moving towards that.
And so you've got to be so sensitive to that and to know, you know, what God has for you. Look, our time's up today. We've talked about this, and I'm going to pick this back up.
Okay.
Because there's some more here about Jesus that we need to pick up because, gosh, if we just understand this, some of the things that we think are so important,
yeah.
God can solve in a moment of time if we'll follow what he thinks is important.
Yes, yes.
And that's time management.
Yeah.
But it's God's time management,
yeah.
not the world's.
Yes.
So stay tuned to the next podcast. I hope John's going to be back with me, and we're going to talk some more about this time thief and understanding how we can manage it and really not even get under condemnation about doing
Absolutely.
Something off our schedule.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Till next time.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.